You are listening to WMFO in Medford, and it's time for another Traveling TARDIS Jukebox. I am the Doctor, and I'll be here for the next 2 hours. And today's show, we're going to have a bit of a theme, but in the not-so-subtle fashion that we're well-known for here at TARDIS Jukebox, the theme will not be hard to guess. That's right, TARDIS Jukebox today is going to do a study of the value of war, because no one has ever done anything like that before. Bruce Cockburn has an opinion. Here it is. Or maybe...
Here comes the helicopter, second time today. Everybody scatters and hopes it goes away. How many kids they've murdered, only God can say. Make somebody pay. nation, or some less humane fate.
And that, of course, illustrates the problem. If we're going to not have any wars, both sides have to be against it. All it takes is one, and then what are you going to do? Oh, well. Coming up next, the Cranberries. We'll be right back.
And there's the Cranberries and Zombie. One problem with doing a theme show like this is that the Doctor tends to use songs that skew a little older than usual. A lot of times we make an effort to make at least a good chunk of the show current music, but when I'm trying to pick something by theme, I just go back to what I know best, and I am getting old, as you can tell from this one.
Come, you masters of war, here that build the big guns, here that build the death planes, here that build all the bombs, here that hide behind walls, here that hide behind discs. I just don't want you to know I can see through your masks. You that never done nothing but build to destroy, you play with my world like it's your little toy. You put a gun in my hand and you hide from my eyes, and you turn and run farther when the fast bullets fly. Like Judas of old, you lie and deceive. A world war can be won, you want me to believe, but I see through your eyes, and I see through your brain, like I see through the water that runs down my drain. You fasten all the triggers for the others to fire, and then you sit back and watch when the death count gets higher. You hide in your mansion while the young people's blood flows out of their bodies and is buried in the mud. You've thrown the worst fear that can ever be hurled, fear to bring children into the world, for threatening my baby, unborn and unnamed. You ain't worth the blood that runs in your veins. How much do I know but to talk out of turn? You might say that I'm young, you might say I'm unlearned, but there's one thing I know, I'm younger than you, that even Jesus would never forgive what you do. Let me ask you one question. Is your money that good? Will it buy you forgiveness? Do you think that it could? I think you will find when your death takes its toll, all the money you made will never buy back your soul. And I hope that you die, and your death will come soon. I follow your casket by the pale afternoon, and I watch while you're lowered down to your deathbed, and I stand over your grave till I'm sure that you're dead.
In the 30 seconds this public service announcement will run, the United States will spend $161,146 on the wars in Iraq and Afghanistan. Ever wonder about where your tax money goes? More information on how your tax money is being spent can be found at nationalpriorities.org.
Photographs of guns and flame, scarlet skull and distant game, bayonet hand, jungle grin, nightmares dreamed by bleeding men, lookouts tremble on the shore. No man can find the war. Tape recorders echo scream. Orders fly like bullet stream. Drums and cannons laugh aloud. Whistles come from ashen shroud. Leaders damn the world and roar. But no man can find the war. Is the war across the sea? Is the war behind the sky? Have you each and all gone blind? Is the war inside your mind? Humans weep at human death. All the talkers lose their breath. Movies paint a chaos tale. Singers see and poets wail. All the world knows the score, but no man can find the war. But no man can find the war.
Well, there seems to be a preponderance of evidence on one side, and that side being war, not good. Here's another vote from Sinead O'Connor.
Tell us that we're wrong. Marched away with drums and guns, and you never thought to question on with your lives, 'cause all they taught you to me was mothers, daughters, wives. And it was 21 years later, with children of your own, the trumpet sounded once again, and the soldier boys were gone, and you drove their trucks and made their guns and tended to their wounds. And at night you kissed their photographs and prayed for safe returns. And after it was over, you had to learn again to be just wives and mothers when you'd done the work of men. So you worked to help the needy, and you never trod on toes. And the photos on the pianos struck a happy family pose. And the first time it was fathers, the last time sons, and in between your husbands marched away with drums and guns. And you never thought a question, you just went on with your lives, 'cause all they taught you to be was mothers, daughters, wives. Then your daughters grew to men, and you prayed that you were dreaming when the call up came again. But you proudly smiled, held your tears as they bravely waved goodbye. But the photos on the mantelpieces always made you cry. Now you're getting older, change their lives, seeing more to our existence than just mothers, daughters, wives. But the first time it was fathers, and the last time it was sons, and in between your husbands marched away with drums and guns. And you never thought, daughters, wives, and you believed there was nothing more than mothers, daughters, we'll be right back.
fiancée got a letter that told how Billy died that day. The letter said that he was a hero. She should be proud he died that way. I heard she threw the letter away.
Sat down in a booth in a cafe there, gave his order to a girl with a bow in her hair. He's a little shy, so she gave him a smile, and he said, would you mind sitting down for a while and talking to me? I'm feeling a little low. She said, I'm off in an hour and I know where we can go. So they went down and they sat on the pier. He said, I bet you got a boyfriend, but I don't care. I got no one to send a letter to. Would you mind if I sent one back here to you? Folks, would you bow your heads for a list of local Vietnam dead? Crying all alone under the stands was a piccolo player in the marching band, and one named Red, and nobody really cared. But a pretty little girl with a bow. Another.
And that's the Dixie Chicks on this Travelin' TARDIS jukebox. Travelin' Soldier was the song. Before that, Bo Donaldson in the Haywoods. And Billy Don't Be a Hero. And even before that, it was Priscilla Herdman. And the song was Mothers, Daughters, and Wives. You're listening to WMFO in Medford, 91.5. I am the Doctor. This is another Traveling TARDIS Jukebox. I am usually around Tuesdays at 6 o'clock, but especially this week when the students are on break, there's lots of time for us olds to show up and make noise for you. And if you enjoy the noise we're making or the noise the other DJs here at the station make, WMFO is having a donations drive. That's right. You can go to our website, click on the big blue button at WMFO.org, and give however much you want. There's also a list of fabulous prizes that you can win. One of them, unfortunately, is not world peace. Here's the call.
We'll be right back.
See, it's not just old folkies that are against the war, it's angsty white boys too. That was The Call and War Weary World. While these are the Talking Heads.
Respect, so I got into vacation. Time with my girl, I spent it well.
Gang of Four here on the Traveling TARDIS Jukebox. It is 5 minutes before 1 o'clock. And that was I Love a Man in Uniform. You are listening to WMFO in Medford. And you're now listening to Creedence.
Cheese!
confession I had declined. The first world, it always gets its way. War machine, you can't break. Watching the clock just tick, blockhead rhetoric. The laugh you've known is surely gone. They watched as the children fell.